Before we start this episode, I'd like to give a huge shout out to my homegirl, Emma. She has her own, she makes her own cookies and sells them. And when I tell y'all that shit is gas, that shit is fucking gas. Like, they're huge as fuck. They're not no, like, oh, little small cookies. No, they're actually some huge motherfucking cookies and they're gas. She sent me, like, a white macadamia one, a double chocolate chip one, a OG chocolate chip, a red velvet one, a white macadamia one, and then she gave, like, I think it was, like, a toffee one as well. All of them are good as fuck. I would definitely say y'all should go follow her on Instagram. It's at EMSNYC_cookies. That's at EMSNYC_cookies. And she ships them out. So she shipped my shit out all the way from California. So please go make y'all orders, because I wouldn't be lying to y'all about no cookies, bro. Because y'all know I fuck with... I love me cookies. I love cookies, all of them. So, go fuck with her shit. Stop spending all that expensive-ass money on Crumble. And go hop on with M's Cookies.
Get my 5.0. Took the lock off the steering wheel. It's time to go. Just for the girls and San Ho. Stocked in Modesto. She choosing for show. Bitch, drink a smoothie. Do some yoga. And make sure it don't got an odor. Me and Kilo used to sit him down in the V. On my mama, I was 19, whipping 550. All the trap niggas go feel this. Nonfiction, I really live this. Take the top off the vet, then I swing the shit. I really just be macking, I don't need the bitch. Sipping blue label, my life is a dream. Styling, profiling, keeping shit pee. The hoe never met another nigga like me. Hunters Point Field Motel.
Welcome back to another episode of Up and Smoke. I am your host. I apologize for the late delay on me making this podcast. I fucking went on vacation and got back home. And yeah, I just been trying to catch up on a lot of shit and trying to get a lot of shit done. And I've been low-key like prepping to like, not say prepping, but like I've been... trying to like get my shit together before I make this episode, because like my work schedule is really shitty. Like I said, like I work 4 p.m. to 2:30 in the morning. So I just was like, you know what? I was gonna do it one of these nights, but I was like, nah, I'm too tired. I don't want y'all hearing me yawning all day. Like I just did right now, because you know, but yeah, no, I went on vacation, went there as a single man, came back as a, you know, in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna lie, I've kept it under wraps for, not saying under wraps, but like, not saying like I was hiding her, because if y'all follow me, y'all know, like, I post shorty all the time, but somebody was like, oh, you should talk about, like, how y'all met and shit. And I was like, all right, bet. I slid in her DMs back in the day. I want to say, like, early February. I slipped in her shit. And I hit her with the coldest pickup line. I said, hey, there's something wrong with your photo. And she was like, what? And I was like, I'm not in them. Ha ha. And then she was just like, that's probably one of the funniest pickup lines I've ever heard. Mind you, she used to, from what she told me, she was like, she never really used to reply to people like that. So I was like, oh, so, you know, niggas was in, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I took her on a date to go get sushi. Mind you, this is all in, like, February. Took her to go get sushi, brought her back to the crib real quick. We was just watching a movie, rolling up. When I first met her, I was like, yeah, you're not smoking with me ever again, because she was just sitting there stuck and didn't know like what to say. And I get it, like, you're meeting someone new and you know what I'm saying, and it gets kind of, you know. So like that went on, and then like we just started hanging out a lot. And you know me, I was like, oh, so what are you looking for? She's like, oh, I'm not expecting anything, I'm just trying to have a fun summer, yada, yada, yada. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, I'm trying to have a fun summer too. And I was just constantly shooting my shot. not missing. You know what I'm saying? I was constantly shooting. I'm an Aries, bro. Like, we don't, you know, we definitely, if we want something, we finna go after it. You know what I'm saying? So, we would hang out constantly all the time and shit. And then, I'm not gonna lie, I was catching feelings, because, like, she did lead me on at one point. She led me on, and I was confused. I would call my best friends, and I'd be like, bro, I don't know, like, I don't know if I'm tripping or not, and then they'll, like, explain to me, like, you know, yada, yada, yada. So then, like, she told me, she was like, she just wants to be friends or whatever, and I was like, cool, all right, whatever. And so, like I said, I kept getting mixed signals the whole time. And I was just like, bro, okay, like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? And she kept it straight with me one day, and I was just like, oh, so she's really not trying to look for nothing, really. I mean, it's not like I was looking for something, but it was just like, damn, like, I was really trying to fuck with you. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to hang out with her on her birthday, which our birthdays are a week apart. And I was like, you know what, I'll hang out on her birthday, and, like, and then, like, whatever comes after that, then we'll go from there. And I hung out with her on her birthday and all her girls. I was the only dude. And, yeah, I bought her a birthday shot, you know, screaming happy birthday for her. You know, I was really excited for her. It was, like, it was her birthday and shit. And so, like, it came to us to leave in and her birthday party. And we were going back to her friend's house. And we started talking in the car. And then she was just like, I really appreciate you coming to my birthday. You know what I'm saying? And, like, she's like, now a lot of guys, like, post me on their story or shit like that. I was like, shit, I ain't got nothing to hide. Like, I'm a single man. I do what the fuck I want. You know what I'm saying? Hoes or not, didn't matter to me. Like, I'm going to post you on my story. Like, if you know me, like, if you knew me, like, I'm not going to lie, I had a lot of female friends. And I mean, I still do. You know what I'm saying? And it's never crossed those boundaries to where, like, I've ever hit on them. But, like, all my homies be like, damn, she's cute. And I'd be like, yeah, that's my homegirl, you know? But she's like, a lot of dudes never used to post me. They used to, like, hide me and shit. And then we started talking. And then she was just like, if us happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But like she said, she just needed a friend. And at that point, she wanted just friends. And, you know, because, like, she's been fucked over. She just got out of something right after she met me. You know, so I was just like, cool. Like, you know, like, I could be your friend, you know what I'm saying? And we built a really cool friendship. Like, I would go over her house and hang out with her all the time. And like, right after her birthday, I went to California for my birthday. And then she was like, yep, just hit me when you get back. And so we get back to her crib. Oh, no. Sorry. I come back home or whatever. She picks me up from the airport. Mind you, if y'all know how my birthday ended in April. I did an episode about it. How I flew back home damn near drunk, crossfaded at like 6 in the morning. But my flight ended up being early. I had to pay like $200 to get a new flight. And I got to Seattle back at like around 8. And she was supposed to pick me up around 2 p.m. And I told her, I was like, hey, like, I landed in... Excuse me. I was like, hey, I landed in Seattle. She was like, what the fuck? You said you were landing at this time. I'm not getting up yet. And I was like, cool. Fell asleep in the airport. Drunk as fuck. Just waiting for her. She didn't mean it in, like, no rude way. But, like, it was pretty early for me to be there. And she was just like, well, I need to sleep. So, I'll come get you soon. She literally came and got me, like, around 10 or 11. And I was like, cool. I don't have to rush to go outside. I could chill. So... she picks me up, and immediately they're like, happy birthday, her and her best friend. And they had fucking Jello shots and 99% pure fucking shots for me. And I'm over here, she was like, drink them. And I'm like, I just died and came back to life. Now you want me to drink this? Fuck it. So I'm drinking them and taking Jello shots with them. And she was like, yeah, come back to my crib. And we'll get drunk. Like, cool. It's my birthday. I do what I want, you know. Dad, have fun. And so, I go back to her crib and we're drinking and just having hella fun. And then, like, we start playing beer pong. Mind you, I'm fucked up at this point, like, at her crib. And then, we were hanging out. And then, she kissed me, like, just out of nowhere. I was like, okay, bet. And so, you know, that's the story she wrote. But, like, after that, like, my birthday, like, bro, like, I was applying pressure. I was taking her on little dates here and there. And then, took her on a picnic and, you know, like, I was trying to do shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm not going to lie, this generation, bro, doesn't do a lot of, like, I feel like some of them, I mean, some people do, but, I mean, I feel like this generation doesn't really, like, do a lot of date nights and, like, always want to sit home and watch Netflix and chill and all that. No, like, no, like, I be buying that girl flowers, like, at least every other two, three weeks when her flowers die, I just rebuy her some, you know what I'm saying? Cause she likes to dry them out. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, okay, but I love buying flowers for female. I mean, not females, but like I've never really bought flowers for anyone until I got with my shorty. So, I wasn't buying her flowers just so like she could dry them out, but like I was showing her, like, I really appreciate you. This is my way of appreciating you, is buying you these flowers. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I tell homies this all the time. Before you date them, do not buy them red roses. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's, I feel like saying red roses is, like, for relationship-wise, I feel like. So, like, she would never get, like, red roses from me. I would buy her, like, the colorful ones and shit like that. But, you know, like, I just bought her, did all that, and then, like, we'd go out, hang out. You know, like, it was cool. Like, this is probably the first time, like, I've ever built a friendship before I got in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, people would just jump into shit. And I didn't want to do that. Like, we both didn't want to do that. We just wanted to be friends. And get to know each other. And we did. We used to have conversations all the time. It would look like we would talk about one topic and then it'll just be us talking for an hour or an hour or two and just, you know, trying to, you know, just see where things are at and shit. So it was cool. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, I was like planning a trip to come to LA, to come visit my cousin. And mind you, this nigga already left by the time I got there. So I was like, I'm not canceling the trip. I'll just go visit him another time. But I told her, I was like, do you want to go to LA with me? And I don't ever go on vacation. I've never been on a vacation at all. Never been on a vacation with a female, none of that. Like I said, bro, I've been single for a good 10 years since I graduated high school. No relationships, not in my 20s. And I feel like a lot of people could do that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I was chilling. Like, I got to do a lot of fun shit, you know, but I was like, do you want to go to LA with me? She was like, yeah. So, you know, like, and she was like, oh, my best friend lives out there. Like, you know, that'd be fun. So I was like, cool, you know, we could go to LA. We went to LA, flew to LA, hostel, bro, we got to the Airbnb, pump faked. They faked us out on the Airbnb. It's kind of disappointing, but it is what it is. We're just going there to sleep anyway. But I had hit my homegirl Britt, and I was like, "Hey Britt, I'm finally gonna go ask her out. Like, I need your help." So Britt was like, "What can I do?" Mind you, Britt lives in LA, and she only lived like 20 minutes from my Airbnb. And I told her, like, whoop, needed this and this. And she was like, all right, bet, I got you. I was like, how much? She was like, she told me how much it was, sent it to her. She was like, all right, I got you. And then, so, like, mind you, like, we're in the car or whatever. And she was like, Cheyenne was like, oh, hook it up to CarPlay. No, not doing that. Not doing it. Nope. And it wasn't like me hiding something from her. It was more like, I don't want her to see if Britt texts me, like, what she did. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. You play your music. So she played her music, and I had texted Britt like, yo, she wants me to hook it up to CarPlay. Like, I can't do it right now. Like, just tell me when you're done. And she sent me the check mark, like, done. And I was like, all right, bet. So we went to go pick up her friend in LA. Mind you, her friend lived in a hood of LA. And honestly, like, that was probably the realest, like, I've ever seen LA. Like, because, like, everyone goes to LA to be tourists and all that shit. Like, and I'm from California too. So it's like, you know, I never really seen, like, the hood of LA. And it wasn't even, I mean, like, just stay in your lane. You know, nobody will fuck with you. But, like, it was in the hood of LA, bro. And we went to this liquor store, bro. That liquor store was so fucking huge. Like, it was on the corner. It was on the corner, bro. And we just walked in there, and it was just like bottles on bottles and beer and seltzers and all this shit, bro. And I was just like, bro, that shit is insane. So, yeah, so like we just went to the piers or Santa Monica Pier, took the alcohol there, took the Polaroid, you know, just had a fun time. And so like we dropped her friend off. Mind you, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, bro. I was sauced up the whole day. I was driving all day. It was hot. I'm not gonna lie. California's heat was, it wasn't even that bad, but it was just so nice to just be in a state where like I didn't have to worry about the rain at all. Like, I was in, like, my hat and shit like that. So, we got back. We dropped her friend off or whatever. Now it's, like, go time. Like, now my heart's racing. I'm like, fuck. Like, she's gonna see this shit soon. Sorry, I'm stretching. So, I was, like, nervous the whole time. Like, fuck. Like, just, you know. And so, like, I was like, oh, you got to open the door. My hands are filled. And then she opens the door. She's like, oh, my God, this is so cute. And then, like, we were just talking. And I was like, you know, like, we've been, you know, talking for a certain amount of time. And I was like, I wonder if you'd be my girlfriend. And she was like, I wouldn't came on this trip if I didn't like you. And then she was like, yes, of course. And then so, yeah, your boy sealed the fucking deal. And like I said, it was, you know, we used to just, like, bro, like, it's crazy because, like, I'm the type, like, I don't, like, we could be all over each other, but, like, when we're, like, with friends and shit, like, I'm not really like that. Like, you know, we're chilling, you know what I'm saying? Until, like, we get home, that's different. But, like, if I'm hanging with, like, if we're hanging with hella people, like, we're just chilling, vibing with everyone, like, we'll make our little smirks at each other and like go kiss her once in a while, but it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's cool, you know what I'm saying. So but yeah, I guess, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, I posted her on my, you know, Instagram, and you know, a lot of people were saying congrats and shit like that, because like, bro, it's crazy to say, because like a lot of people don't see me like this. Like, another thing too, I don't talk about like me being with someone, because like at the same time, it could be fucked up, or like it could be like nice 1 month, trash next month, ghost. You know what I'm saying? So me and my homie Kareem, we made a pact, like, all right, bro, we're not going to talk about no females that we're going to be interested in unless between us. It's only going to be between us. And so like I would text Kareem like, nigga, look, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think I'm finna, you know, bag her. And then like he'll say the same thing, and we'll just talk. It's just like me and this nigga's thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll just talk about like the females we'll talk to, but like nobody else would know about. So but yeah, no, it's cool, like, you know what I'm saying. And I enjoy being around her. I enjoy being you know, being her boyfriend, you know what I'm saying. And I enjoy her being my girlfriend, and like we have so much fun together. Shit, like, when I was with her and her best friend, well, I felt like I was the one third wheeling, not her best friend, I was third wheeling, you know what I'm saying. And they're over here reminiscing about college and shit. It was cool, though. I was so happy for her to see her best friend she hasn't seen in years, you know. So, but I got to see my homegirl. We went to breakfast, before I left, and, yeah, don't fly, bro. I think, I don't know if I said this in the other one, I don't think I did, but I almost didn't even make it home. And not me saying like almost didn't make it home. I almost didn't make it home because of the fact like I fly on standby, and I'm like, cool. I'm looking at it in the after we dropped the rental car off. I was like, all right, cool. Like, we finna be good. Boy, we must have got to the shuttle. It was zero seats. I said, oh my God, we are about to get stuck in LA. And I got work tomorrow. So, like, we're sitting there, we're waiting. She's getting impatient. Not saying she was impatient, but she's getting, like, anxious. Like, we might not make it, yada, yada, yada. And I'm in my head, like, bro, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. Like, just chill. We're just going to, you know. Shout out to the family who didn't fucking show up. But we got those seats. And then they were like, oh, like, if they show up, we got to take you off the flight. And I told Cheyenne, I was like, look, if they hurry up and close these doors, they can't take us off the flight because you can't reopen the door in the airport once it's closed. So she was like, all right, bet. So once they closed the doors, I was like, oh, thank God. So we got to Washington back at a good time. It was around like 6, dropped her off, and then, you know, me and Boba hung out. But yeah, like I said, it was cool. Like, we had a fun ass trip, bro. Ate so much fucking Mexican food. Oh, I miss my Mexican food. Washington has the worst fucking Mexican food out here, and that's probably, like, the one downfall living out here. But at the same time, like, I expanded my eating regions living out here. Like, poke, fire. Sushi, fire. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I never would eat that shit back at home, but, like, now, like, bruh, niggas don't understand. Sushi, bruh, I can eat that shit all day. Like, that shit is so gas. But yeah, man, that's how, you know, me and Cheyenne started. And, you know, like, I enjoy her. I enjoy her company. Like, bro, like, it's crazy. She's an Aries. I'm an Aries, bro. All we want to do is have fun. You know what I'm saying? And, like, talk shit to each other. And like, I've been around her for so long. Like, I quote her, like, favorite, what does she always say? This is the one when you're being drunk, she'll be like, what did she say? She was like, oh, you know how people be like, oh, you got to eat to, like, sober up. And she'll be like, so-and-so, all you need is time. Or she'll just be like, I'll be like, do you need help with that? She'll be like, leave me alone. Let me live my life. I'll be like, all right, bro, chill. You know, like, cause she'll be opening, bro. She'll be opening shit. Like, she tried to open a fucking seltzer with her teeth, and I was like, "Stop doing that." And she was like, "Let me live my life." Like, or she'll be like, she'll say some shit. We'll be talking about some shit. She'll be like, "Who went to college? I did." And so, like, anytime she says something smart, I'd be like, "Oh, who been to college?" Oh, you know, like, just making fun of her and shit like that. So it was cool, like, her little three little lines she liked to say. But she's hella funny, bro, like, you know. So, yeah, I'm excited, man. You know, the single life, the streets, I'm over with. Hall of Fame numbers. No, just kidding. No, just kidding. For all, I'm kidding. But yeah, no, man, that's how me and Cheyenne met. And that's how, you know, the story is. And, you know, more trips to go on, you know what I'm saying? But also, too, the motherfuckers that told my mom before I got to tell my mom that I was in a relationship because she don't have Instagram no more. Yeah, y'all kissed my ass, all right? Because I was trying to tell my mom, and y'all motherfuckers want to beat me to it. Like, this is why I want to make a new Instagram just for that incident. I was hot, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, me and my mom talked about it or whatever. And I was like, look, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't know, like, if it was going to ever, like, I didn't know it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I kept it under wraps for so many months. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, no. So, fuck y'all for telling my mom before me. Shit. Knock y'all out. Don't be screenshotting my shit. I'm about to run through my friends list on Instagram and start deleting a lot of you motherfuckers. Nosy bastards. I wanted to tell her shit. But it's okay. Me and my mom talk, like I said, and we're good. But yeah, man, it's been That's literally how it's been for the last, not saying 2 weeks or whatever, but, yeah, no, I just been chilling. Me and Boba been working a lot. I took my mans to the beach. He had so much fun, until he tried to hump a black lab. I don't know if I talked about that in the last episode, but I'm pretty sure I did, but might as well refresher. Sure, dude. But yeah, no, yeah, fucking football is back. God, I seen my Raiders play last night and I seen so much hope. I was like, oh, nobody is stopping us in this run game. But it's also the Jaguars, like, fourth and fifth string players. But, like, I was just sitting there. I was just like, bro, like, we really are a new team. Like, a fucking young coach. Like, this is literally what I said. We needed a young coach who's NFL already ready, who knows how the game is now, not like how it was in the 90s. Like, I'm glad, like we're on the right path. Like, bro, like, seeing that what the fuck is that quarterback's name, like Stidham, whatever his name is, bro, look like a stud backup for Derek Carr. Thank God we got a stud backup. Nick Mullins, sorry, you're not making the cut. Yeah. Just go on and take that jersey off, buddy. I seen a lot of new hope for the Raiders, and I was kind of surprised to see that. But, like, bro, like, I'm so hyped that football is fucking back. But, you know, it's just preseason. But, like, you know, got to get the fantasy ready. Got two of the leagues ready right now. Well, I'm in three, but, yeah, I'm in three right now, making sure I pretty much got one more slot left, but it's for the work one. I might just fill that with one of my homies just so we could get this shit going. But yeah, bro, I'm hyped for the season. I'm hopeful for my Raiders. You know what I'm saying? I'm hopeful, you know, but yeah, life's been treating me good, man. I had mom, if you're listening, sorry. I went on a little trip on a little rocket ship with me, Cheyenne, and the homies, and we walked the neighborhood late at night, and then like we ended up laying in the grass, bro. That shit was so nice. But more than to think, like, I was just talking to my homies, you know, like, I was talking to Cheyenne when I was taking her upstairs, and we were just talking or whatever, and then she was like, yeah, I was like, I can't sleep right now, so I'm gonna probably go back downstairs. She was like, no, that's fine, go make good conversations. And then I started talking to my homie, Jay, and I was just kind of, like, telling him, like, bro, like, I'm not a person to really talk, like, friends-wise. I'm not really, like, capable of talking to somebody about my feelings of like what I'm going through. I'm only like three people out of my friends group that I really like. If I need to talk to them about something, like, they'll, you know, I'll talk to them about it. But I kind of like opened up to them and I told them, I was like, yo, like, you know, like, I don't know how the topic came up. I think I forgot what happened, but I ended up talking about my little cousin that passed away recently, and I was just like, you know what? Like, I think we were just talking about that shit about death in general or some shit like that, and I was like, yeah, I lost my little cousin at a young age, and, you know, like, and I don't hold, like, no regret about it, or, I mean, on my part, because, like, you know when people be like, oh, I didn't get to say goodbye to him, or people be like, I didn't get to say goodbye, I feel like the reason why I'm not as messed up is because I did get to say goodbye to him, but I didn't know, like, that. Of course, no one's going to know that's going to be your last time, you know, but like I said, like, I seen him before I went to Texas in March, and I was like, I'm going to come back and see you, you know what I'm saying, and like, but I was like, all right, bro, I love you, and he was like, yeah, I love you too, and gave him a hug, and so, like, I was explaining that to him. I was like, I don't hold, like, no regret, you know, like, on my part, you know, because I got to see him one last time, and, you know, and shit, it was rough, and I started crying, and I was like, bro, like, that shit is fresh, and I was like, yeah, and I was like, and I didn't even find out, like, he passed away until, like, I was at Cheyenne's house, you know, so I don't think I really recovered from that or losing my grandpa before I went to Europe. Bro, when I tell y'all, I don't know if I talked about it in my other episodes. I'm pretty sure I did, but for the new listeners, yeah, I lost my grandpa before I went backpacking with my homies. And so I was in Paris by myself just walking around. I went to the Eiffel Tower, seen the Eiffel Tower, and fucking cried like a baby. You know what I'm saying? And well, one, because like I got to see the Eiffel Tower in fucking person finally. And like see how nice that shit was. It was so nice to see that. And then so like, but then like also losing my grandpa, I was really like sad because it was like, bro, like I won't ever see you again. Because I haven't seen him in 5 months. So, like, I still, like, it sucks because I still haven't been to his gravesite. And, like, every time my mom would be like, do you want to go? I'll be like, yeah, I want to go. And then, like, the day comes, I'll be like, no, I can't go. You know? And, you know, maybe he's waiting for me to come see him. So, maybe he could come visit me in my dream shit. So, I could say hi to him. But, you know, it was a really rough time, and I don't think I really, like, really recovered from that shit, from both of them. So, I told my mom, I was like, I think I need a therapist, like, a grief therapist or something like that. She was like, yeah, we'll look through it, you know. So, if y'all truly feel like y'all are really going through it and don't know, like, really what to do and don't know really who to talk to, just like I said, you can always reach out to me. I'm not like no therapist or nothing, but like I do want to make my friends and shit feel better, because like I don't want no one to go through that shit. It sucks though, because like my homies are like, some of my homies are going through it because they just lost two of their closest friends. And you know, and it's kind of like, it's hard because like you don't know really what to say in those situations. But it like, it sucks though, because it like really opens your eyes on like a lot of things. And like, I was talking to my homegirl Gina, and she was telling me like, I literally just seen her, before she passed away. And I was like, bro, it sucks. And she was like, life is just too short. And we were just talking about that for months. I mean, not for months, but for a minute. Because like for me, like I lost one of my good friends when I graduated high school. I don't know if some of y'all remember from DV days, but my homie Annalise, bro, craziest fun chick I've ever met in my entire life. You know what I'm saying? And like I think we had English together. I think we had English or math. We had math because we had Miss Livingston. Class was terrible but lit. You know what I'm saying? And like I used to just talk to her all the time, and we used to chop it up, and like she was hella cool. I knew her cousin, and so that's what made it even more like cool about it. Like I knew her cousin and shit like that. So yeah, man. So like my senior year after we graduated, I remember getting that shit, and I was like, bro, that's fucking wild. Like, bro, like I remember the last memory I probably had of her was probably when I was at like a football game. Like this is probably like the year after I graduated. We were at a football game, and she ended up being there with her cousin, and I was like, oh fuck, Annalise, like how you been, shit like that, and talking. And you know, like you never know, like that's really gonna be the last time, you know. So it was really rough, and it made me like realize, like, you know, like it's gonna happen in your life. Like my dad told me straight up, he was like, growing up, you're gonna start seeing a lot of your homies like pass away. And I ain't gonna lie to you, bro, some of the people I graduated with too started dropping like flies, and it sucks too, because like, you know, our 10-year reunion's coming up, and they won't be there. Two of the main like people like I was cool with, and yeah, it sucks. It truly does suck. It makes you really think about life and like how precious that shit is. So if you feel like you're down and you feel like you need to talk to somebody, bro, don't hesitate on thinking like, oh, maybe I'll just it work out in the end. Like if you need to talk to somebody, go talk to somebody, because that shit's rough. It's a rough it's a rough thing in life, and I feel like nobody wants to think about death. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to live life to the fullest. Like, I'll be fine if I make it to 84, 85, maybe 95. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, life's too short, man. And it sucks that we're losing these young people at this young age. Because, like, bro, like, it's crazy because, like, somebody's literally the same age as me and, you know, passes away. And it's just like, bro, like, not saying, like, you got to really live, but we still really didn't even get to live, man. Another thing, too, like, if you ride motorcycles, bro, please be safe. Like, I lost a homie to that shit. Almost lost another homie to it. Please be safe on motorcycles, guys. Please. But yeah, no. I just thought I'd talk about that, bro. Cause like I feel like it's hard to be there for anybody who's going through some shit like that, especially losing friends and family, you know. But just be there for your loved ones, man. Hug your loved ones. Tell them you love them every day. I tell my homies all the time I love them. Me talking to the bros, I call them a bitch. That's my way of telling them I love them. You know, so definitely reach out if y'all need that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, thought I dropped some knowledge how I met my shorty and, you know, talk about some shit. Like, I feel like we all need to stop trying to avoid, you know. Follow me on Twitter, CHEFFBOYARTEEE. That's three E's. Follow me on Instagram, Chef Boyart with two E's. You know, and it's just like, you know, hopefully everybody has a good day. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully everyone, it's the weekend. Like, hopefully everybody gets out of the little rough patch we're all in. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get good for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So everybody keep their head up. But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. I will be back with a special guest next episode. And it's going to be a really tough discussion. So hopefully you guys stick around. But thank y'all for listening and hope y'all have a good day.